The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hi, and welcome to Self-Love, It's a Process. This is a podcast sharing my journey on building self-love. Self-love is a topic that's very important but not talked about enough, despite the many people who struggle to love themselves. In this podcast, I will be sharing the ways self-love contributes to growth and the different ways of practicing self-love. So with that being said, let's get lovin'. Hi, and welcome to episode 8 of Self-Love, It's a Process. I'm your host, Cry, and as I mentioned before, this is a podcast focused on the journey to loving the self. Today, I want to talk to y'all about the relationship between self-love and mental health. Today is going to be a special episode, as I'm going to be interviewing someone very knowledgeable in this topic. But before I get into that, I want to express my gratitude once again towards all of you for making it to the 8th episode. It really does mean a lot to me, and I hope you enjoy today's episode. So for today's topic, we will be talking about self-love in relation to mental health. And I brought in a special guest to talk with me about it. Our special guest today is Miss Kai here. Kai is very knowledgeable in the relationship between self-love and mental health. So today we're going to learn a lot of great things from her and from what she has to say. So let's dive in. But real quick, let's have Kylie say hello.
Hi everyone, I'm Kai. Thank you so much for having me here.
We're so glad to have you here today. So let's start off with a very easy and simple question. What does self-love mean to you? Feel free to take it in any direction you choose.
Self-love to me means being kind to yourself and treating yourself with respect, taking care of your mind and your body, accepting yourself fully, and overall just loving who you are. I think when people think of self-love, they typically think of self-care days and loving your body, but there are so many forms of self-love, like mental and emotional self-love, which is taking care of your mind and paying attention to your emotions, or social self-love through spending time with family and friends.
We talk about many different types of loving yourself. But hearing you say different ones from the ones that we've talked about here on this podcast, it's very refreshing, and I'm sure the audience finds it refreshing as well. So on to the next question. When you think about self-love in regard to mental health, what aspect of mental health does self-love relieve?
I think self-love can really help with mental health issues. I struggle from anxiety, and making sure I take care of myself has really helped me in overcoming it. If you practice self-love, it can help your mental health, such as an anxiety disorder, because then that is one less thing to be anxious about. And by saying this, I mean that sometimes we get anxiety about ourselves, like how we look or how we might be feeling, and it can become obsessive. But if we can learn to love those parts of ourselves, then that's just going to be one less thing that will cause our anxiety. I know that I used to have self-deprecating thoughts all the time, and that kind of contributed to my anxiety. But now that I practice self-love, I don't really have those thoughts or feelings very often anymore.
Since you've spoken about how you deal with your anxiety, how does anxiety affect your life? What are some of the things you deal with from day to day?
Every day I worry about small things, and I really overthink everything. I think that's the biggest thing I suffer from, is overthinking every day. I overthink any small situation, I overanalyze everything, and I will do that until I literally get so anxious over it that I shut down. For example, a typical day for me looks like waking up and getting anxious over getting to class on time, and then once I'm in class, being anxious about what to do after class or what I have to do that day. And at the end of the day, I will overthink any small situation that might have caused me even the tiniest bit of stress.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners struggle with very similar things. So if you don't mind, could you elaborate more on what self-love has to do with overcoming anxiety?
Self-love keeps us present by focusing on ourselves. And sometimes it might be hard to focus on ourselves because we don't want to be selfish or appear selfish to other people, but being present and conscious is a huge part of overcoming anxiety. Also, self-love can help us to push through difficult times we might face, because if you practice self-love, you will have more confidence in yourself and you will start to believe that you can get through anything. It helps me to remind myself that no one is responsible for their own happiness but themselves. So basically that means you are the only person who can truly bring yourself happiness.
We talk about how self-love brings happiness a lot on this podcast. So seeing your point of view on self-love really helps me, and I'm sure a lot of other people understand self-love much more. Now, if you don't mind, how does practicing self-love play a role in your life?
Well, because I have anxiety, I had a hard time at first with practicing self-love. I just constantly felt like my worries needed to be at the top of my priority list, when in reality, I really needed to put myself and my needs at the top. Practicing self-love, it's sort of like an escape for me when my anxiety levels get high or when they start to overwhelm my life. It helps to distract me from my negative thoughts and start focusing on more positive ones.
Can you recall some of the positive thoughts you gained from self-love?
Yeah, I think just telling myself that I'm always going to be here for myself and that I don't need others to bring me happiness, I think that's the biggest thing I've gained from self-love. I'm definitely more comfortable being on my own now and not needing the constant reassurance or satisfaction from others, because I can practice that same love for myself now.
Now, because you're practicing self-love, do you see yourself improving as a result of practicing self-love?
Yes, I'm definitely improving as a result of self-love because, like I've said before, it helps to distract me from the negative in my life and focus more on the positives. I feel like when I practice self-love, my mind slows down and I'm able to reevaluate certain situations. Just taking the time to be with yourself and be comfortable with yourself is really helpful. Overall, practicing self-love just makes you feel good and it lets you have more confidence in your abilities to handle life's difficulties.
I feel the exact same way. It's something that we talk about a lot on this podcast. Now I'm going to ask you, for the listeners who may be wondering, why is self-love so important when it comes to mental health and anxiety? And what are some of the benefits you get from practicing self-love?
Self-love is so important for mental health and anxiety because it actually does have a lot of benefits. It can lead you to make healthier choices in your life. It can help you to set boundaries between your personal life and your more stressful work life or your school life. And it helps you prevent burnout from school or work, and it also allows time for self-reflection. But most importantly, I think it teaches us acceptance. We need to learn to accept what life has to throw at us, and we have to learn how to deal with it in a way that does not stress us out or cause us to shut down, especially with people suffering from mental health issues.
Now, also for the listeners who may be wondering, what are some ways you found to be useful in practicing self-love to help overcome anxiety?
For me personally, I practice self-love mainly through just taking time for myself. Reading allows me to have some time to myself to stop thinking about my own worries and focus on another story or somebody else's life. Also, listening to music helps me in the same way by distracting me from my worries and being able to focus on something else. And organization also, it's a huge part in relieving my anxiety because when my space is organized, my mind is too. And I believe that these are all forms of self-love because there's things that I appreciate about myself and they allow me to care for my mind. And honestly, I try to practice self-love through the little things too, like when I take a shower or I'm cleaning. To me, that's self-love. Self-love to me just means anything that is making you feel better.
That's something I try to talk about a lot on my podcast is the different ways of practicing self-love. So hearing you say a lot of different kinds that I haven't mentioned in this podcast is really educating me, and I'm sure is educating a lot of other people that what I'm saying is not the only ways to practice self-love and that there's a lot of other ways to feel good about yourself. So I'm really happy to hear that. Now, as for my final question, what advice would you give someone who is looking for a way to deal with anxiety through self-love?
I think that just knowing that you will be okay and reassuring yourself that you will always have your own back. If you know that you have your own support and that you can get through anything, then you'll be able to deal with your anxiety a lot better.
That's a great answer, and I'm sure that a lot of people are benefiting from that answer that you just gave. So I do want to thank you so much for coming today. I'm happy that we got to learn more about mental health and self-love. So I'm not sure if you know, but we do practice gratitude after every episode. So I do want to ask you, what are you grateful for today?
Today, I'm really grateful for my friends and my family and the support that they give me. Yes, I know that I just talked about giving myself support, but my friends and family are really amazing. And I also am very grateful for the right to a great education.
All right. Now for me, I want to say that I am grateful for my coworkers at work. Recently, we've been going on some outings together as a group, my entire crew at my job. So it makes me really grateful for them because they've been with me for the past 2 years and helping me grow and helping me adapt to college. So I'm really grateful to have them and just going out for bowling or to Dave and Buster's. It really makes me happy and I'm so grateful that I have them. So I want to bring this podcast to wrap. So remember, we are all perfectly imperfect. You are beautiful, you are enough, you are valued, and you are unique. Thank you so much for listening. And in the next episode, we will be talking about gratefulness and happiness and its relationship with self-love. Thank you, and bye-bye.